being introduced right now. The Chargers have been introduced, and we'll get things going here. It's our game brought to you by our sports boosters here for Region 15 baseball and those fine folks over at the Greenwald Pub, Al Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating of Albany, Virgil's Vig Arena, over in Farming, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Scooters Trucking of El Rosa, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, and we will let Don bring you our starting lineups now, and we'll talk more about these great sponsors right after Don is done
with
the lineups.
Hey, thank you, Randy. For Spring Hill, they'll be the visitors today. Leading off and playing second base will be Eric Terrace. Playing right field, batting second, Austin Schoenberg. Batting third, shortstop, Jamie Terrace. Batting fourth, catcher, Nathan Terrace. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Eric Schoenberg. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Owen Meyer. Batting seventh, the designated hitter today will be Anthony Reverman. Batting eighth, doing the pitching today will be Carter Cheetah. Batting ninth, playing left field, Brent Terrace. And playing first base today will be Jordan Welly. That's Spring Hill's lineup. For St. Martin, leading off, playing shortstop will be Kyle Leeser. Batting second, doing the catching today will be Brian Schlangen. Batting third, playing second base will be Nathan Schlangen. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Dan Sargent. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Matthew Schlangen. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Scott Schlangen. Batting seventh, the pitcher today will be Scott Leeser. Batting eighth, playing first base, Jalen Arsenal. Batting ninth, playing right field, will be Michael Schlangen.
All right, thank you, Don. More of our great sponsors here today at Region 15C headquarters in Richmond, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Sauk Center, New Munich and Long Prairie, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, Central Minnesota Insurance, Shady's Bar and Grill, Grove Mutual Insurance, and the fine folks over at Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store. As stepping into the box is Eric Terrace in the first pitch to Eric is a ball. And then Scott Leeser on the mound working quickly. 2-0 the count to Eric Terrace. It'll be he, Austin Schoenberg, and Jamie Terrace. There's a strike called, and 2-1. Dave Bell is behind the plate. Dennis Becker's on the base paths. The 2-1 pitch from Scotty Leeser is high for a ball and now 3-1. Scott Leeser, first year on the team for the St. Martin Martins. Hard-throwing right-hander. There's ball four inside to Eric Terrace, and he gets a walk to lead things off.
Big high leg kick by Leeser, Scott Leeser. Throws
so
hard.
Lead-off walk. We'll bring Austin Schoenberg to the plate. Austin out in right field. Yeah, Scott Leeser kicks and delivers, and Schoenberg looks to bunt. He bunts it foul, and 0-1. Scotty Schlangen was in on the grass expecting that bunt already. Scott Schlangen over at third. At short, it's Kyle Leeser at second base. Nathan Schlangen at first base, Jalen Arsenal. And right there in left field, we have Matthew Schlangen. Center, it's Dan Sargent. Out in right field, Michael Schlangen. And behind the plate, Brian Schlangen for the Martins. On the mound, right-hander Scott Leeser. The pitch to Schoenberg, a strike right at the belt, and 0-2.
He can bring it.
He can bring it, you bet. We had Brad Mergen in the first game today, threw pretty hard. Scott Leeser is right there, probably a little bit more on the velocity side. Strike three, Austin Schoenberg knew it, and he gets caught looking. One out.
Oh, that's painting the outside corner, isn't it? Down by the knees. That's the pitch. I think you gotta look for that as a pitcher. You want them knees.
Bring Jamie Terrace to the plate. With the base runner, Eric Terrace at first. The pitch from Leeser. Strike called, 0-1. Scott Leeser works from the stretch here with that base runner Terrace at first. Beautiful afternoon in August.
Can't find better baseball weather than this, can you?
Pitch bouncing away from Brian Schlangen and on to second goes Eric Terrace. That'll be a wild pitch. Have to officially wish Don and Mary Heinen a happy anniversary today from their son, Brent, who said, make sure you wish mom and dad a happy anniversary. So happy anniversary. You're spending your 45th anniversary with us.
Fifth, yes.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
1-1 the count to Jamie Terrace. He'll beat this on the ground to third. It is a fair ball, says the home plate umpire. On to first, 5-3 in the putout. And it'll bring Nathan Terrace to the plate. Boy, that's a ball Scott Schlungen didn't want to take a chance with, Don, on that third baseline, whether it was going to stay fair or fouled. So he fielded it in fair territory.
I think you let that go if it stays fair. I think it would have. I do.
With the cutouts, the way the new cut on that sod there, it's probably going to pretty level. Pitch inside to Nathan Terrace in the count, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Scott Leeser looks back to Eric Terrace at second. And the pitch, this one popped up to right field, shallow right field, coming in and making the catch out in right field for the Martins. It's Michael Schlungen, and that'll do it for the Chargers in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. Half an inning. It's Spring Hill nothing. St. Martin coming to bat. Region 15C baseball action back in a minute.
Albany Chrysler Dodge Ram is excited to launch our all-new vehicle delivery program. Hi, everyone. It's Colin, and we want to make shopping for your next new or pre-owned vehicle easy. We understand that finding time to shop for your next vehicle purchase can be challenging, and that's why we want to make sure we cater to all of our customers' needs. Call us today to see if you're eligible to have your next new ride dropped off of your front door. Albany Chrysler Dodge Ram, home of the free five-state delivery. Just off I-4 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Delivering a crystal clear TV picture, reliable phone service, and unparalleled internet speeds wouldn't be possible without you. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we are grateful for you, our customer, for choosing us as your service provider. As a member of the co-op, the investment you make through subscribing to our technology services makes a bigger impact in our local community than getting your service through a big box provider. People like you make it happen and make our community strong. Thanks for your patronage. Albany Mutual Telephone, technology all the way home. 320-845-2101.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Region 15C baseball here in Richmond brought to you by Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, Trappers Pub and Grub in Farming, Stony Creek Dairy, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Kensington Insurance Agency in Alrosa and Belgrade, Albany Family Dentistry, Numinic Meats, Dairyland Supply, and Ecker Feed Service. They bring us baseball here. Last night, this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, they're here with us the whole duration.
And next weekend.
And next weekend, that's
and
right.
And the following weekend.
Yep. So Carter Cheetah gets the ball for the Spring Hill Chargers today for Gordy Barton's team. And he will face the likes of Kyle Leeser, Brian Schlungen, and Nathan Schlungen here in the first. Don, over the years, you've had the chance to maybe face a pitcher like Scott Leeser once in a while, and obviously throws harder than a lot of the pitchers in the league do. And so when you do see somebody that throws that hard, there's got to be a little bit of an adjustment period.
For every hitter, there is.
For
yes.
every hitter,
yes.
Yeah.
You got to adjust to him, either shorten up on your swing a little bit, try to put the ball in play, and throws hard. I've seen a few of them like that, and they're not fun to hit against, cause unless you're right on them.
Yep. Here's Kyle Leeser in the box now against Carter Cheetah, and the first pitch to Kyle, a strike called 0-1. Kyle kind of showed that he was going to maybe drag bunt something down the third baseline. He pulled back. Eric Schoenberg's over at third for the Chargers. Cheetah ready on the mound. The breaking ball, Leeser rips it foul down the third baseline in the count. Now 0-2 to Kyle Leeser.
Must have fallen one off his foot sometime. He's got a big pad on his shin and top of his foot.
Carter Cheetah, big, tall right-hander. Kicks and delivers. Fastball. Leeser gets caught looking. Dave Bell ringing up Kyle Leeser.
Good pitch by Cheetah. Am I pronouncing that right?
You bet.
Cheetah.
Now, Carter, he showed Kyle Leeser a few different pitches that
yes,
at bat.
He did.
Here's Brian Schlungen, breaking ball in the dirt. Nathan Terrace knocks that one down, and 1-0 the count.
I think that's the key for Cheetah today also, is to keep these hitters off stride. You can't keep pumping fastballs against St. Martin here because they got a pretty good fastball hitting team.
Pitch two, Schlungen, a swing and a miss, strike one. Now, Don, we saw the wind blowing from left to right to start the first game today. Then it switched blowing from right to left, and now it's back left to right again.
Yes, it is. Doesn't know which way it wants to go today. That was kind of nice when it was going the other way. We had a little bit of a breeze through here.
Right, right.
It was a lot, very nice up here.
Pitches high to Brian Schlungen, and the count, two balls and a strike as Cheetah delivers, and Schlungen will follow this back and out of play. 2-2. We got a lot of people here in Richmond this afternoon. Cars everywhere.
They got a big park here, don't they?
They do. They do. Very nice. Everything on site. Here's Schlungen ripping it past Jamie Terrace at short and into center field, a base hit. That one had some eyes, and it just got by Jamie's outstretched glove, and a one-out single for the Martins will bring Nathan Schlungen to the plate.
Well, you look at Brian Schlungen, too, as a relief pitcher, and I think he started some games ready for St. Martin, but he throws hard also.
Oh, exactly. So Nathan Schlungen, the plate. I don't know if Nathan's ever officially retired yet.
I don't think so.
As he drives this to right field, that's hit a long way. Not seeing it at first is the Charger right fielder, and now diving and making. Oh, they called him. Out with the catch.
He made the catch.
Nice catch out there in right field by Austin Schoenberg. Wow.
For not seeing that ball at first, he made a great recovery.
So Austin makes a great catch out in right field as he and also the center fielder, Owen Meyer, just about collided. And at the plate, Dan Sargent. Sargent takes a strike called 0-1. Dan, in addition to this team, has played for Eden Valley, has played for Watkins already. So he does have some amateur baseball experience. He likes to take the pitch the other way.
Owen Meyer on that play, you know, that's what he had to do. He had to go after that ball because right fielder did not
Schoenberg
see it.
Schoenberg didn't see it, right. 1-1 the count to Sargent, and Sargent drills this one to left field. That's going to hop in front of Brent Terrace out in left field. And a two-out single puts runners at first and second for the Martins. That'll bring Matthew Schlungen to the plate. Matthew in left field. Matthew and his brother Michael. When they started their careers early, they both were in the infield, and now they've got them both in the outfield.
Usually it's the opposite, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that you get you get pastured out to the outfield, right? And
well, we never got pastured to the outfield because we were never quick enough to go play out there.
There's a strike call to Matthew Schlungen, and the count 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Carter Cheetah looks back to second and delivers high for a ball and 1-1. Carter's got an interesting way he sets up out of the stretch.
Yeah,
most might have the glove close to your body. When Carter goes down into a stretch, keeps that glove extended out, and the pitch is inside a ball and 2-1.
Good crowd on hand today.
Two balls, one strike, the count to Matthew Schlungen. Brian Schlungen at second. Over at first, it's Dan Sargent. And the pitch on the way. Matthew will follow this one back and out of play. That goes into the cars there. There's another job for Leah's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Just take it to 6 miles to the north on County Road 23.
We can bring them with tonight if you want us
That's
to.
That's right. Leo. That's right, Leo.
We're coming up there.
Two balls, two strikes, the count. Cheetah's pitch on the way. Schlungen pops this one up in the infield. Jamie Terrace at short. says he has it, and he does, and that'll end the Martins' threat here in the first. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. One inning in our books. It's Spring Hill nothing, St. Martin nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASN.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs. For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. KASM.
Well, one inning of baseball here in our second game today. No score, St. Martin and Spring Hill. Have a score update from Region 11C. That's going on over in Sartell today, over at St. Cloud Orthopedic Field. And Watkins beats Big Lake in the bottom of the ninth inning. Watkins wins that ball game 4-3 over Big Lake today. Up next, Sartell and Luxembourg. Sartell and Luxembourg will be playing the next ball game. Here we go. Eric Schoenberg will lead off the inning for Spring Hill. Pitch to Eric Schoenberg, a ball inside, and 1-0. It'll be Eric Schoenberg, Owen Meyer, and Anthony Reverman. Scott Leeser's pitch, and Schoenberg will follow that one back and out of play, and the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. Schoenberg takes inside a ball, and now 2-1.
Nice pitch.
Two balls, one strike. Leeser's fastball, that's fouled to the backstop again. No, that got a little bit of Brian Schlungen, too, on the arm. He's looking at his forearm, so he must have had that glove up that high.
Wow.
To get just a little bit of that baseball on it.
That stings.
That stings. Kirby Hemish can tell us what it's like to catch a foul tip. He's got a bruise to prove it. Kirby was filling in for his team last week, so yeah. Yeah, it's not an easy position.
Managing?
No, managing or playing catcher. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Schoenberg. Another foul
another
tip.
One.
Brian Schlungen slamming his mitt that he wanted that one. Three, two, the count to the leadoff hitter. He's battling Scotty Leeser. And the pitch. Another foul back and out of play.
Now with him throwing, with Scott throwing and the lefties today, now I'm a little bit more leery.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, I can reach across maybe half of your body, so.
As long as I don't dive the wrong way.
That's right. And foul over our heads. And Eric Schoenberg continues to battle Scott Leeser here. Home plate umpire Dave Bell looking for some baseballs.
And he just threw a couple of them in from the dugout over there.
And the count at 3-2. The kick and the pitch by Leeser. Inside corner, strike three call to Schoenberg. That's a nasty pitch.
Wow.
Leeser gets his second strikeout today. And bring Owen Meyer to the plate.
I think that's one that Eric could not touch that pitch there on the inside corner, right up a little bit above the belt.
Meyer will foul at plate and the count 0-1. Our first ball game here today saw Farming defeat Meyer Grove 5-0. Last night, Lake Henry defeated El Rosa 5-4. And Owen Meyer swings and misses strike two. 0-2 the count. The Leaser leg kick. Meyer a check swing. Down the third base line it goes. Leaser comes off the mound to field it, and he throws it like sidearm to first. For the putout, 1-3 in the putout. You know, that's probably where you look at it, it's probably more accurate.
I would think so. You're feeling that ball on your body side towards the third base side. So he just gets up and he's down on that level anyhow. Got to get rid of it quick. He stands up and throws it overhand. It makes it a close play.
Anthony Reverman to the plate, and Anthony swings and misses strike one. 3:30 down both these lines, 3:65 to the gaps in both the left and right field alleys, and 3:50 to straightaway center field. Here's a chop foul at the plate and the count at 0-2. We had said earlier in that first ball game too, it's like how important is it to get ahead of hitters, and Scott Leaser is doing that here in the second.
Yes, he is.
The ball, it's two strikes.
You know, I was kind of looking at that leadoff walk in the first inning. I think Scott was close on them pitches.
He was.
And I think the umpire was kind of getting used to what he was throwing. And I think that
there's a learning curve there, too.
Yes, it is. You got to see what he's got.
Anthony Reverman fouls it to the screen. The count stays 0-2. Leaser's pitch. Here's a ground ball to short. Kyle Leaser comes up with it across the diamond. 6-3 on the putout. And that'll do it for the Chargers in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. We played an inning and a half. Spring Hill, St. Martin, we're scoreless. We're back in a minute.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all the area teams at the Region 15C baseball tournament. At Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual, we know the value of working together and believe that hard work pays off. We wish all the area teams the best of luck in this year's Region 15C playoffs. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa and Belgrade for all of your insurance needs.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the second inning from Richmond, Region 15C baseball action. It's Don Hine and Randy Rothstein with you. Thanks for being with us. You can pick us up on AM 1150 on 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM. Good way to get us, and also on our stream at mychasm.com. Carter Cheetah will face Scott Schlungen, Scott Leaser, and Jalen Arsenault here in the second. No score if you're just joining us. As Cheetah has the sign from Nathan Terrace. The pitch on the way. Outside of ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Pitch is high again, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And Cheetah delivers a strike, 2-1. Don, how important is having an experienced catcher behind the plate?
Big time. It's huge. And you got one of Nathan Terrace back there. He's been catching for a lot of years already and very good back there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think he takes control of the pitchers, young, old, veterans, whatever it is. He knows what he wants, calls a good game.
Two balls, two strikes as Schlungen fouled one out of play. The Cheetah pitch. Little bit outside, says the home plate umpire, and the count full 3-2.
And that goes double for Brian Schlungen back there. Oh, also, we got two good catchers in this game today.
Schlungen will drive it to center field. Coming hard is Meyer. Owen gets to it and makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring Scott Leeser, the pitcher, to the plate. Scott Leeser. Check swing, and Dave Bell rules that a strike and 0-1. The ball's one strike. Cheetah looks down to Terrace. And the pitch, a late swing there by Scott Leeser, and 0-2. The ball's two strikes. The cheetah pitch, breaking ball, missing outside, and 1-2. Next year's region tournament will be up in Greenwald. Play some games up there next year. Pitch is fouled back and out of play.
It's very nice that they do that, that they give the following year that team that notice already.
You bet.
I think it's voted on earlier already, or if it's a, is it a scheduled now?
It is scheduled now.
It's going.
One ball, two strikes the count. To Scott Leeser.
So do teams have a chance to deny the regions if they don't want them? I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
But it's nice, you know, if you want to do something for upgrading your park, you got a year or even better than that to do it now.
One ball, two strikes, pitch two. Scott Leeser, strike three called. He gets caught looking. So two outs. Scott not going to say too much about that pitch because he's going to want that pitch when he's throwing.
Scott's looking at that. He goes, wow, he said, you want to have a little bigger strike zone throwing here.
That's
now.
Right. Here comes Jalen Arsenault to the plate. And Arsenault lays off the high fastball, and 1-0.
And he probably doesn't need to have it opened up too wide.
No, no, he does not. One ball, no strikes. Carter Cheetah delivers.
Actually,
there's a strike called, and 1-1. Yeah.
He's throwing hard.
One ball, one strike. Arsenault a drive down the right field line. This one's going to bounce into the corner and over the side fence. And the count 1-2 to Arsenault. Carter Cheetah ready on the mound with two outs. The 1-2 pitch on its way. Curveball in the dirt. And the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Our third game today, that will be New Munich taking on Richmond. Pitch inside to Jalen, and the count is full here at 3-2.
Went ahead of him in the count, and all he fell behind him, went to full.
3-2 the count. Michael Schlungen flipping Dave Bell about three new baseballs. And Cheetah ready, the 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball four.
Just missed the outside corner on that one, did Cheetah?
I'll bring number nine hitter, Michael Schlungen, to the plate. Number 10, Michael Schlungen. With the base runner, Arsenault at first. Cheetah works out of the stretch, and the pitch to Michael Schlungen is low for a ball, 1-0.
How old is Cheetah?
Say that 20, 21.
Okay.
Pitches high for a ball. Now Nathan Terrace out to talk to his right-hander.
Pitched for Melrose, didn't he, high school?
He did. Two balls, no strikes to count to Michael Schlungen with Jalen Arsenault on at first. Kyle Leeser in the on-deck circle. And that may be something Nathan's telling Carter right now. You don't want to face Kyle Leeser with guys on base.
That's
Let's
right.
get it out here and
make him hit it.
Nathan Terrace says something to Michael Schlangen when he comes back to the plate. I'd like to have him mic'd up. Pitches high for a ball and 3-0.
He'll work himself into a little trouble here if he...
Three balls, no strikes. And high ball four. So back-to-back walks. And that'll bring Kyle Leeser to the plate.
Top of the order for St. Martin, shortstop Kyle Leeser.
Leeser caught looking in his first at-bat today. And Carter Cheetah trying to pitch out of this jam. Right down the middle, strike one. Brian Schlungen is on deck. Did you go look at those pitching mounds in the bullpen,
Stein? No, I didn't.
You did not. 0 on the count. Pitches a called strike two and 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. Runners take their leads at first and second. Cheetah looking back to Arsenault at second, and the 0-2 to Leeser drills it to third and caught by Schoenberg.
Wow.
He was a hockey goalie there as he scooped that one out of the air. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. We played two. It's Spring Hill nothing, St. Martin nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozier, backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Top of the third inning for Spring Hill. Carter Cheetah, Brent Terrace, and Eric Terrace scheduled headers against Scott Leeser. No score if you're just joining us. Martin's with a couple hits, both in the first inning. Spring Hill looking for that first hit. Cheetah taps it out in front of home plate. Brian Schlungen will pick it up. He'll hustle out, throw to first, and 2-3 on the putout.
Good play by Brian. He called off Scott Leeser. Scott got out of his way. He had a lot better chance of getting him than Scott was.
Bring left fielder Brent Terrace to the plate.
We've seen the arm now of Brian Schlungen.
Yes, we have.
I've seen him pick runners off of third base in a heartbeat. They get a lead, turn their back to him, and he'll throw them out.
Yeah.
He'll throw around them.
One in the dirt to Brent Terrace, and 1-0. Eric Terrace on deck. Scott Leeser ready. The pitch right down the middle. Strike one, 1-1 the count. I wonder if I can get my leg up that high yet. Fouled out of play. And the count 1-2. I wonder how many pulled hamstrings we'd have.
See how we tip over first.
Right, right. Here's Terrace slapping it on the ground to second. And bobbling it is Nathan Schlungen. And no play over at second. Hit. Hit the official scorer. We'll give Brent Terrace. Hit.
For Spring Eric Hale, the leadoff man, second baseman Eric Terrace.
And it'll bring Eric Terrace to the plate. Eric Terrace walked in his only at bat. And he drills this one to first. Knocked down by Jalen Arsenal. He'll flip to Scott Leeser, covering the bag, and they say out at first. 3-1 on the putout of Eric Terrace.
Close play at first base, but he did have him by about a step. Eric was hustling down the line.
On to second goes Brent Terrace.
So what do you think that hit, that took a bad hop at the...
I think it's just where he positioned himself that it came up that quick.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's Austin Schoenberg stepping into the batter's box. Austin struck out, got called out, and is only at bat today. And he lines this one over Scotty Leeser's head. It'll be a tough play for Kyle Leeser. Comes in on the grass, makes the play, throws to first, and gets Austin Schoenberg by that half a step. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played 2.5. It's Spring Hill nothing, St. Martin nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-ray, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 845-2032. Best of luck to all the area teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom of the third inning. Yes. Brian Schlungen steps into the batter's box. And it'll be Brian Schlungen, Nathan Schlungen, and Dan Sargent facing Carter Cheetah. And Carter's first pitch to Brian Schlungen is a ball, 1-0. The count. Schlungen line drive right to Eric Terrace at second. He makes the catch for the out. That'll bring Nathan Schlungen to the plate.
Second baseman, number one, Nathan Schlungen.
Our third game of the day scheduled for about 4 o'clock this afternoon. That'll be Richmond and New Munich. Oh, sorry, Kirby. There's not as many left-handers in this game as the first game, but, yep, I got to put my glove on here. And the pitch from Carter Cheetah. Is a ball, 1-0. The count. Cheetah's pitch, low and inside, and 2-0.
Yeah, Nathan just missed the first time up, hitting one out. Very close.
2 balls, no strikes, and this time he drives one to right center field. Schoenberg fading back and makes the catch for the second out.
Almost identical spot.
It was.
Not quite as deep, but identical. Seen it this time. Didn't see the first one come off the bat.
That's 2 down now, and it'll bring Dan Sargent to the plate. Dan, 1-for-1 today, had that base hit. One of 2 hits the Martins had in the first inning. And he takes low and inside a ball, 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes. Kicking the pitch and high again, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes to Sargent. Carter Cheetah's pitch. Inside and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Cheetah trying to work his way back. There's a fastball down the middle and 3-1. Ready again, the 3-1. Fouled to the backstop and now the count at 3-2. Two outs, nobody on for the Martins here in the third. No score. Cheetah's pitch, and Sargent drives it to left field. There's Brent Terrace, though. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for St. Martin in the third. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Three in our books. Spring Hill and St. Martin, we're scoreless. We're back in a minute.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk.
Fabrell has been serving the area for 50 years with quality steel roofing and siding panels and more. Fabrell and Kramer Lumber and Melrose partner together to offer you superior service and an industry-leading product line. Fabrell comes in a variety of colors and profiles to fit your needs for commercial, residential, or agriculture building needs. Kramer Lumber supplies a wide variety of Fabrell products, including steel and aluminum panels for siding and roofing, trim, and other important accessories. Kramer Lumber offering quality building since 1958. For all your building needs, make Kramer Lumber and Melrose your stop.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Top of the fourth inning. Don't say it, Don. No score.
No score. Three zeros, there. Top and the bottom.
There you go. Chargers looking for their first hit today off of Scott Leeser. And Jamie Terrace in his last at bat grounded to third.
If you listeners have ever had the look from Randy, you don't want to say anything like that in a game because you will get the look.
There's a strike call to Jamie Terrace and 1-1.
And I'm sorry, it isn't pretty.
We just don't want to jinx things.
No.
Ball and a strike, ground ball to deep short. Kyle Leeser up with it on the run. Flips it to first, 6-3 in the putout.
A couple of close plays at first base. Last inning, this inning.
Yeah.
It's close again. They're hustling down the line. They know they need to beat him out if they hit him on the ground here. So,
I bring Nathan Terrace to the plate. Nathan Terrace, fly ball to right field. Yeah, Scott Leeser kicks in, delivers. Nathan puts a drag punt down the third baseline. Scotty Leeser has to come out and field and safe at first, says the base umpire, and a bunt single for Nathan Terrace. What a good bunt.
Beautiful. Stopped it right in the grass here in the third baseline, about 25 feet up the line. That's perfect bunt.
That'll bring left-handed hitting Eric Schoenberg to the plate. Eric had a good battle with Scott Leeser in his first at bat. Got to see a lot of pitches. Fouled off a whole pile of them before finally striking out. Leeser's pitch and Schoenberg drills this to right center field. That's going to roll to the fence. Nathan Terrace digging for third. Gordy Barton saying, come on, come on, come on. And they're going to hold him right there as Eric Schoenberg into second with a stand-up double. And Don, you know, you got to put that back on his first at bat. He saw all those pitches from Scott Leeser.
He did.
So Eric Schoenberg with
Schoenberg, he had a long at bat with Scott Leeser the first time up. And you're right, Randy. I think you're absolutely right.
So Owen Meyer to the plate.
Was not going to get deep in the count this time.
Not at all, nope. Runners at second and third. Scott Schlungen is playing in on the grass. Owen Meyer at the plate. And the pitch from Leaser. Meyer tries to put a bunt down. They're going to say fair ball as it went straight off the plate. And Brian Schlungen fielded it off the plate. Never touched the ground. And they're going to get an out.
Wow.
Heads up play. Score that 2-3 on the put out.
Huge out.
Runner still at second and third. Two outs, and here comes Anthony Reverman, the designated hitter. Now the corner's back again. And Reverman bloops this one into left field. That's a base hit. It's going to score one. Here comes Shane Berg to the plate. The throw, and out. The home plate umpire says out at the plate. The Chargers get a run on the relay from Kyle Leaser to Brian Schlungen. They tag out Eric Schoenberg at the plate, and that's the way this inning ends. One run on three hits. There was no errors and one left on. We played 3.5. Spring Hill 1, St. Martin nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Well, we had our first play at the plate here in the region tournament. And
a little bit of arguing going on after that. So all's well.
The Chargers take the lead, though, with the RBI single by Anthony Reverman. 1-0 Spring Hill. They had three hits in that inning. Nathan Terrace with a bunt single. Eric Schoenberg with a double. And Anthony Reverman an RBI single. Now the Martins will try to fight back here against Carter Cheetah. Matthew Schlungen, Scott Schlungen, Scott Leaser, the scheduled hitters. Dave Bell, Nathan Terrace still having a conversation because Nathan was the one at the plate telling Eric Schoenberg to slide. And I think Dave is telling Nathan what he saw, and that's the way it is. It comes down to what did the umpire see, not what did the player see. Pitch a ball, 1-0. Schlungen will take a strike, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Actually, it's kind of refreshing not to have replay. It really is.
I think you're right.
We live with the call.
I agree.
We live with the call, and we move on. Yeah.
I agree. Takes all the fun out of the baseball.
Yeah.
There's no arguing anymore.
There's no arguing, no, Donnie.
Yeah.
Two balls, one strike, the count, two Schlungen. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 2-2. No, actually, that was strike three already, and he's out on strikes. Okay. That'll bring Scott Schlungen to the plate. Scott, in his first at bat, a fly ball to center.
I know you managed. I managed. We used to have some decent discussions.
Oh,
with the
absolutely.
Umpires.
Absolutely.
Sometimes they weren't all pleasant, but they were.
Here's Schlungen, a drive down the third base line, a backhand by Eric Schoenberg. And a throw to first, 5-3 on the putout. Boy, put that one in the highlight films.
That was a nice play.
It really was.
Pitch number eight, Scott Leaser.
Bring Scott Leaser to the plate. 1-0 Spring Hill here in the fourth. Carter Cheetah on the mound. The kick, the pitch, a low for a ball, 1-0. Scott struck out in his first at bat against Cheetah. Pitch on the way. Strike called and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Carter Cheetah kicks and delivers. And Leeser pops this one up foul down the right field line, giving chase and running out of, I guess, a room, his first baseman, Jordan Welly. Just wasn't hit high enough for him to get underneath it. And there's the count at 1-2 yet.
Yeah, a lot of foul territory here.
There really is.
Really look at that.
Yeah.
It's wide. You overthrow first base, you're going to probably gain second.
Yeah.
That catcher's got a long way to run down there.
One ball, two strikes. Leeser ground ball to Shaneberg at third. Eric up with the two-hopper across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout. That'll do it for the Martins here in the fourth. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. We have played four. It's Spring Hill 1, St. Martin nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Opening soon, Shady's Silver St. Martin. Plus, they have Shady's Golden Eagle in Bertram, Shady's Railside in Rice, Shady's Hometown Tavern in Albany, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, and Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Long Shots, running pitcher of domestic beer and wing bar, $15. New Munich Shady's has daily lunch buffet and DJ Saturday nights. Shady's, wishing the best of luck to all the area teams.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part of the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-34
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
There's just no getting one up on Kirby Hamish. None. None whatsoever.
Why, yeah. Did you want to raise corn here or what?
Well, I'm just looking at all that square footage in foul territory in comparison to the field, and Kirby right away tells me if I got a tape measure, go measure it.
Well, there you go. Or do like we used to do, step it off.
Step it off. That's right. I guess I won't get my answer unless somebody does it for me. So Carter Cheetah leads off the fifth for the Spring Hill Chargers, and the first pitch to Carter, a strike in 0-1. Carter bounced out in front of the plate in his last time up, and Brian Schlungen threw him out.
All you have to do is, it's 330 feet from home plate, the length. All you got to do is get the width.
Oh, that's true. And fouled back and out of play by Cheetah, the count 2-1.
That should be easy enough to do.
Yep, but don't forget there's stuff behind home plate, too.
Well, you're counting that, too. I thought you just meant.
No, I got to count it all.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
How
Cheetah
do you do that?
Taps this one out in front of the plate again.
So you were good at algebra?
No.
You have to get all of that rounded.
Oh, I never even thought of that. Yeah. Oofta. That might be a job for Jeff Mergen.
We could probably just forget about it, too, you know.
2-2 the count as Leeser delivers. Cheetah drives it to center field. Sargent calling for it. We'll make the catch for the first out here in the fifth. To bring Brent Terrace to the plate. Brent had a base hit in his first at bat for Spring Hill. 1-0 Spring Hill leads here in the fifth inning. One run, three hits, no errors. St. Martin, no runs, two hits, and no errors. Terrace fouls this back and out of play. And strike one. New Munich waiting in the wings. Waiting to take on Richmond at about 4 o'clock this afternoon. The 0-1 pitch to Terrace, and he drives this to left center field. Long run, and Schlungen gets to it in left center, makes the catch for out number two. Leadoff hitter Eric Terrace to the plate. Eric 0 for 1 today. Walked back in the first. The Scott Leeser pitch to Eric Terrace. Strike called, 0-1. Austin Schoenberg on deck. Pitch low for a ball, and 1-1 to Eric Terrace.
Looks like a lot of the new Munich players are here, getting ready to battle Richmond game after this.
There's a strike called, and 1 ball, 2 strikes to Eric. Gordy Barton over in the third base coach box. And Terrace will pop this one up in the infield. Kyle Leeser comes in on the grass, will make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Chargers in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 4.5 innings, Spring Hill 1, St. Martin nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stain, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.